This is James from the Gym Polycast. On this episode, I'll talk about Uvalde and the police response to the school shooting at Robb Elementary. I didn't talk about this story right away. I wanted to give the investigation time to play itself out, get a little bit more information, because I was pretty upset about what happened at Uvalde. Not only was the school shooting itself tragic, but the police response just adds to the tragedy. The police show up on scene, they take forever to respond. The thing that stuck with me shortly after the shooting and the weeks following, was how the police department tried to scapegoat the teacher who didn't get the door locked. That leaked out. She didn't get the door locked, all this other stuff. Got to the point where she got a lawyer, if I'm not mistaken. She couldn't have stopped it. So there was no reason to even bring it up. But to me, it just kind of felt like the police department was trying to scapegoat her to take the light away from their inadequate response. In light of, new evidence, which happened this week, I am confident in saying that the Uvalde Police Department had a garbage response. And it was subpar in every single way in this scenario. They had riot shields, they had more firepower than the shooter, and they just sit there. They didn't do anything, they just stood there in the hallways. This wasn't a hostage situation. You could hear shots. It's one thing to have everybody stand out there if it's a hostage situation. There were shots being fired. That's not a hostage situation. Get in there. How hard is that to figure out? Well, apparently for the Uvalde Police Department, really hard. So, I'm very upset about that. I'm also upset about, the shooter getting access to the AR-15, getting all the rounds. The fact that that gun is even sold to civilians blows my mind. I don't care about the specifics of the AR-15. I don't care about what the gun nuts say. Oh, you don't know about this. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't have to know the ins and outs of a gun to know that it's not good. Apparently, a bunch of guys who couldn't find the clitoris with a map and a compass are out here regulating women's bodies. So why can't people regulate guns within reason? It's not like they're talking about taking away the entire Second Amendment. They're talking about restricting what guns you can own. Okay, that's about it. And mass shootings will go down when the assault weapons ban is reinstated. But that gun control type thing, that gun control viewpoint, that applies to a lot of shootings in this country. But with Uvalde, it's worse in that it's coupled with an absolute failure from the police. And now we're coming full circle talking about arming teachers and all this other stuff, like we have in other school shooting debates about what we should do to stop it. Arming teachers isn't going to help. I've had teachers almost blow up labs. I've had really tiny little teachers that would be lucky to lift a gun, let alone fire one. I've had teachers who were skittish and wouldn't want to be around anything violent at all, let alone a firearm. And the teachers that would, they would probably have, you know, a 9mm, 45. None of those things are going to stop an active shooter with an AR-15, especially an AR-15 capable of shooting the 5.56. You know, that's going to be the mismatch of ages. So that whole narrative isn't going to stop it. What stops these shootings is obviously a better police response when they happen than what happened in Uvalde. So we should all, as a country, be breaking down what the police response was like, so that way no other police response in the country does it again. You know, moreover, assault weapons ban, that would prevent a number of these shootings, along with red flag laws, all of which are adamantly protested by the Second Amendment lobby and people who are pro-Second Amendment. But for me, these are kind of obvious things where, you know, yeah, you may not be able to get an AR-15, but you can still get pretty much every other gun you want. And honestly, you know, maybe not even a full-on ban of the AR-15. Maybe an additional tier of licensing to get one. So there's less of a chance of it falling into the wrong hands. You know, there's things that can be explored, but we have to stop this cycle of violence. I don't want to think about sending my child to school with bulletproof inserts into their book bag. I don't want to send my children to school with clear book bags. One of the fun things that I get to do as a parent is pick my children's book bags when they're young. You know, Power Rangers and Marvel and, you know, My Little Pony, Doc McStuffins, whatever, all these book bags. It's fun to pick them out with my kids. That gets stolen, just one little piece of joy stolen because people need to have their guns. Yeah, no thanks. You can still have all of your guns. You just don't need the AR-15s. And honestly, if you want them, that's fine. Go through the additional steps. And if yours falls into the wrong hands, you're going to get held liable for it. And the gun maker should be held liable for it as well. You know, you make these guns. If they're used wrong, that's on you. It's a risk you take by profiting off of their sales. On top of that, we really need police training to make sure this doesn't happen again. We can't have that type of police response to a shooting. It's bad enough we have to deal with active shooter drills and bulletproof inserts in our book bag. The last thing we need on top of that is to think, if this were to happen, are we going to have a good police response or an absolutely pathetic one? There is one more point that I want to make about the Uvalde shooting and some of the stories that have come from it. I feel awful for the police officer who has been recently ridiculed for being on his phone and everything like that. As it turns out, this officer was communicating with his wife, who was one of the victims. And I don't even want to know what it would be like in that situation. To me, that's a heartbreaking situation, because when you look at that officer, he wasn't in riot gear. You know, he didn't have the shield or anything like that. He was in his regular police uniform. You know, he was probably as powerless as the parents were. But his powerlessness was even worse because he's a police officer. He's supposed to have the power to change something like this, to stop something like this. And he didn't have it. And as a result, his wife died. I couldn't imagine the pain and the sorrow. And then to compound all of it, to have a rabid media attack you, because apparently there's footage taken out of context showing you lollygagging on your phone while people are getting shot. I couldn't imagine that. So hopefully, if anything comes from this, the police officer who was at this in the middle of this storm, hopefully he gets some peace. And I also want some form of gun control with red flag laws, reinstating the assault weapons ban. And I also want some police training to make sure that this pathetic response never happens again. That's all I have for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Jim Polycast. Be sure to like the Jim Polycast on Facebook and Twitter. Also, visit thejimpolycast.com. Have a good night.